This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is National Beer Day, always recognized on April 7th. So it is time for the combo platter. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the best beer and or bar in the Metroplex? 877-881-1053. Now, I know what you're wondering is, yeah, Kevin, but when does beer date back to? Well, I'll tell you. Based on my research, it dates back to 9500 B.C., when it was first farmed out, and the ancient Iraq and Egypt people created the oldest prepared beer beverages going back to 9500 BC.
What did they make it out of?
Hops and barley.
I don't know. I don't know if they were growing hops there or if they had different ingredients, but you might be right, man. That's great. I never knew that.
How about this question I've always thought about? When Jesus was around and they decided to change the years, do you think the people that didn't believe in Jesus were like, this is crap? You've changed the whole way that we see like what year it is by this guy?
Was that their daylight saving time?
I don't were they like no, it is not year 56.
And how did they count the years before that? Because we always hear now BC. Yeah. Well, it wasn't called that. They were like, in 8,000 years, Jesus is coming. So let's say 8,000 BC. Yeah. So what was the year before that?
They were just doing the, that is a great
who started counting the years?
Yeah, because then it went down, right? So they had to change everything.
Did they find a guy that was just sitting there scratching lines on a cave in a wall, on a wall in a cave somewhere? Is that what it was? They were like, oh, this is clearly, he's keeping track of years. So
I these are all fair questions. Also, did you see that there's
to get that phone booth and go back in time.
Did you see there's a movement to get rid of religious references in what year it is?
Why?
So now they say BCE, some people, before the Common Era. So you don't dare mention God.
You can read Revelations. That's pretty much what happens, and then we all fall down.
Oh, dear. All right, so.
Just fall down?
Sports opinion.
Some float
and
up.
Everybody trips.
What is the best beer and or bar from the 214? The Falcons would be stupid for trading back if the rumors are correct. They need their future quarterback now in Hopadillo IPA. Hey, we talked about it. That was the best one at the old ballpark per the survey. So I get it. There you go.
Wait, they'd be stupid. I mean, the thing about it is especially if the quarterback that you like is going to be gone, which there's a high likelihood at four, where you have five guys up there and maybe your guys one through three, right? If you get to that point and your guy is gone, the quarterback market dictates that someone's going to want to give you a ton for that. Like, the get back that you could get on that is just so massive that I don't know how you can call them stupid for trying to do that.
I totally hear what you're saying, Reggie, and I think that's a very fair point. But I'm just asking, how many folks out there do you think are just like, no, I just need something different? And, they think different equals better.
Well, I mean, there might be a lot of folks out there, but if you're operating your football team like that, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah. No,
especially at such a high-value position, you can't just be getting anything. And I understand you need to get a guy, so it's not like you just don't address it. But, there's a balance to this. It can't all be one way.
All right, then, guys, I will do this, and I'm going to do it right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I don't think it matters who Jerry Jones likes the most coming out of the draft. I think that they're going to pick the better player for their system, not just the dude that is all pizzazz at tight end.
Even though Chris Mortensen says he's enamored with him.
Do you know that Chris Mortensen just started following Adam Schefter on Twitter like last week? That was so weird.
Really?
He was, yeah, that's a weird thing to me. Listen, I think that Steven is going to have a little more control as we go along. Jerry's going to have a lot of influence, but I think they're going to look at it. A, I don't think Pitts is going to make it to him anyway.
Yeah.
But I think that when it comes down to it, they're going to say, I know production was the thing last year, but how are you going to create something that can produce on defense? That's what's going to be most important, even if Jerry Jones doesn't like a sexy cornerback. So that is my sports thought there. My beer, I have a top list. That's fine. I'll stay off the list on this one, though. But my favorite beer in all of DFW is Pedicola's Velvet Hammer. That's just it's a 9% beer. It's an Imperial IPA.
What's the
it's
usual
fantastic.
Beer percentage?
Kevin, so whenever you used to drive to Oklahoma, you'd have to stop in Texas to get your Coors Light or your Bud Light or whatever, because in Oklahoma it was 3%. In Texas it's 6%. So the average patio pounder is about 5-6%. Then you get above that. That's where it's going to be just you're getting more alcohol content with your brews. And they're the guys like Martin House, Brutal Beer Works, Turning Point, Pedicles, they all create beers that are like 12-13%. Like that's where wine is.
Wow.
Okay, like wine is giving you 13% per glass, and they're creating stuff like that. So the what they're doing in DFW is amazing, man.
From the 682, Aaron Rodgers absolutely deserves and needs to be the next full-time host of Jeopardy. And the best wintertime beer is Sierra Nevada Pale. So all right. I have not seen Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy yet. I saw the clip about the guy said who kicked the field goal or whatever, but I haven't like actually seen an episode with
him. Have you seen his intro when he walks out and he's like, "Hello, I would like to tell you," and he looks like a wax figure talking at Disney World. Like it's very dry. Yeah, and he's trying. He could do it. Later on after his football career, he could totally do it, and everybody might be like, "That's exactly what he was built for." But right now, he needs some work.
From the 972 Sports Opinion, Rangers win 80 games.
Your face, Corey.
And College Street Pub in Waxahachie is their favorite. They mentioned it's right next door to Worth Collecting, and we like Paul, of course. I get my cards, and then I get drunk. It's perfect. That does sound like an ambitious day. I like that.
Paul listens quite a bit. Hey, Paul, you forgot to tell me about the Pokemon packs that I'm supposed to know about.
Oh, okay.
Next.
All right. From the 214, Zeke returns to form with 1,800 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Dude, that would be awesome.
He's going to tote the rock that much?
And Mike, yeah.
How bad would you be if that happened?
Mad? No, that'd be awesome.
I'm asking
Zeke's
Mike.
Good at football?
Yeah. How pissed off would you be?
No, that would be great.
See, that's what people don't understand. We're just
2016 all over again.
We're not killing the guy. We're just upset that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. If he's doing great, we're happy about it. That's just part of what we do.
I mean, there's a rumor
fans.
That he's toting on some extra weight this offseason.
Oh,
God, Mike.
They also said their favorite beer of choice was 805.
Again,
so.
With the fat
805 is fantastic, man.
All right. Mike, you're up.
Oh, no. Beer?
Well, no, I mean, Mike, you have a sports opinion first, though. You can do that.
I don't have sports opinions. I'll tell you what. I've been watching a lot of baseball.
What?
Really? I've been watching a lot of baseball.
You?
Yes. And I think the Astros are going to be World Series contenders people don't want to hear that. Their lineup is still stacked. And
tough.
If Altuve – I mean, Altuve was – I get it. Like, they cheated, and he was the MVP of the American League when they cheated. But he does have a lot of talent. Alex Bregman looks right now to be the best player in the American League. Yordan Alvarez, who they missed all of last year, is really good. Now, I don't know how their young pitchers are going to come along, but when you look at, like, they have a dude, Forrest Whitley, who's, you know, he's not there yet, but Christian Javier and Framer Valdez, like, I don't know. I discounted them to start the year and just thought, well, because they lost George Springer and because you can't stay on top that long. But I'll be damned if they're not developing really good players while still, this is the thing, they won in 17, they're in the World Series in 19, And here they are, and I'm like, they keep developing stud players. Kyle Tucker, who I didn't even mention right here, led their team in, I believe, RBIs last year, and he's batting in the – you know, they can fluctuate exactly where guys bat, but, I mean, that's another stud that they have who's 23-ish years old, who they still have another 5 years of control over. Like, I get that they're losing Carlos Correa next year, and Justin Verlander's not going to pitch this year, and Zach Greinke, who still looks pretty good, actually, is past his prime, but – I'll be damned if the Houston Astros don't look like a World Series contender to start this season off.
From the 903.
Beer. I like Coors Light.
Do you drink a lot of beer?
I don't drink a lot of beer.
And this was just in response to somebody. The Falcons would be stupid. They have a Chick-fil-A at their stadium. They've been stupid for a while now. That is an amazing statement.
So,
right
by
there.
The way, the Chick-fil-A is only open for like concerts and like
and the soccer
events?
Team? Yeah. I think.
Or Thursday night football.
That could happen.
Or I guess Monday night football.
Or Monday
too.
Night football, yeah, if they get on those, but not on Sundays, bro.
From the 817, Rangers will get to 67 wins, and our offense is going to average 5 to 7 runs a game.
Dude,
and they said
offense.
Silver Saddle Saloon in Granbury is their favorite bar.
Good bar.
Mike, does this offense strike you as sustainable? Because, I mean, it's fair to note also, small sample, and you started off the season against – you know, maybe not the best defense and particularly not the best pitching prospects.
We get to go against
prospects
our
isn't the right word.
No, but to your point, Reggie, today is the first time the Rangers are facing what is considered coming into the 2021 season a good pitcher. With the Royals have obviously pitching problems. The right here, the Blue Jays, you got to face a dude who had a 9 ERA a year ago who did good against you and Matt's, and then yesterday did a great job of hitting, but not against a guy who's expected to be a good pitcher this year. So today, this will be interesting when you get to listen to the game here on 105.3, the fan, that you are facing Ryu, who's considered a top 10 starting pitcher in the American League. So very good pitcher. I don't know if it's sustainable, but this is, it's great. Like, I don't want to say it's not sustainable. Like, I get, like, Nate Lowe's not going to have 187 home runs this year, or he's not going to have 400 RBIs. But maybe they're better than we thought. Maybe the experts saying this is going to be the worst offense. Most experts had the Rangers as the worst offensive team in baseball, and I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be better than, you know, bottom five. I think it maybe could even be an average offensive team.
I'll take it.
You know, it's going to be interesting. I know maybe I'm getting, you know, off here on a different point. When Willie Calhoun gets healthy, where does he fit in now? If David Dahl is hitting like this and playing the defense that he plays in left field, because that's a good defensive left fielder, and he's hitting well and has already made an all-star team in his career. If Nate Lowe is the starting first baseman for sure, it looks like, or at least, and he can move to DH at times. I was just thinking last night about Willie Calhoun when he gets healthy. Where is his fit? Unless you can move Dahl to center field, because Leody Taveras, unfortunately, I'm not sending him down yet. Like
and
I said,
and you can't yet. I mean, the Round Rock Express don't get started up for another month.
Yeah, well, you can replace him with one of your guys that's in that whatever they call it, the taxi squad. But I don't want to do that yet. But right now, Leody Taveras, it's early. But after 5 games, looks totally overmatched at a major league level.
Got a couple of Luka ones for you from the 214. Luka is the best player in the NBA. There you go, Mike. And any bar with, I assume, Michelob Ultra? I don't actually. It just says Ultra. And from the 469, Luka wins MVP in the next 2 years. And Pliny the Elder IPA is the best beer.
Dude, out there Pliny the Elder. Choppy swears by it. I've had it. It's fantastic. It's a really good beer if you want to try one out that's not from around here. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Could you imagine if the Mavs, to that point, if the Mavs, I'm just getting this feeling, and maybe I'll lose the feeling because they're on a great winning streak, that they could really make it to the conference finals this year. And I know that would be 2 upsets, right? Because you're going to be most likely, you're not going to get all the way to the 4 spot. So that would be, you are considered an underdog in 2 series. But if you get into the 2-7 or 3-6 scenario, and all of a sudden Utah, who I do still think is a tough matchup, but I feel much better about it. If Utah and LA and Denver are on the other side of the bracket, and you're in the bracket, I'm not saying it's easy, it's not easy, but if you're in the bracket with Phoenix, the Clippers, let's say the Mavericks and the Trailblazers. Those would be kind of the teams on your side till the conference finals. I think the Mavs would have a chance to make it to the conference finals.
In the last 2 months or so, they are 20-9, so they have been playing tremendously well.
Kevin, the from the 7-7-3, do you know where that is?
I have no clue.
The Cowboys' backup quarterback situation comes back to haunt them, and left-hand milk stout is their favorite beer. That is, I believe that is Colorado is where left-hand milk stout is from. And
tastes like milk.
How important, real quick, is the name when it comes to, because it just used to be like Coors, Miller, and now you left hand milk stout, Velvet Hammer. Like, how important is the name to hook somebody in there?
I think Velvet Hammer is phenomenal because it's a nice soft beer, but then it hits you real hard. Like, that makes sense. It's an oxymoron too, right? Like, or I ain't no oxymoron. But it's you know, I like that, but. I think a lot of people are naming their beers, and then the artwork on the can goes along with it. But the quarterback situation, Kevin, is something I want to ask you and Mike about. Have y'all seen the video of Dak throwing and doing the little twists and stuff and throwing to the receiver outside?
No.
He's still wearing an ankle brace. Like, it's still there. But Mike, I think you should watch it just to kind of see, where is he putting the weight? Is it on the front or the back foot when he's making these throws? Okay.
Whoo! I just saw his post about the Mamba mentality. I did not see the video as well.
Go check it, Kevin. You need to watch it.
Here's two very divergent Cowboys opinions. For the 817, the Cowboys suck. Offensive line is broken and washed up, and Zeke is done. However, from the 817, Cowboys will make the NFC Championship game, and Shannon Brewing Company in Keller is the best.
Nice.
So, very, very divergent opinions right there. Reggie, do you have a beer and sports opinion that you wanted to throw out?
I do not.
Okay. Wow.
In your face, Kevin.
Reggie, didn't you drink like a wine beer with that steak? Is that what it was?
Oh, but otherwise, you're not a drinker.
It's not really. I mean,
he's bougie.
Very sparse that I drink. But I think it was it wasn't a Creek. Was
raspberry
it?
Something?
Oh, yeah, the Frambois.
There you go.
Yeah. God, it's that does sound fancy. From the 903. Not that it is. It just, the Frambois. Like, that just sounds fancy. Dane Dunning will win 13 games this year. Number one beer, Ultra. There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.